and a bit harder. We had an ash tree that lost several huge branches during a storm. Combined with the threat of the emerald ash borer, we decided to put the poor thing out of its misery. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says trees are planted for a specific purpose, such as shade, to frame a house, or break the wind. If the function and or aesthetics have changed or it's become diseased, those are reasons to cut it down.
Additionally, one of the things I see as a reason to cut a tree down is the location. If it's kind of planted in a location where it doesn't have enough room for the roots to grow and the tree starts to die back as a result of it, you're probably not going to be able to create more space for the roots to grow. So you're in kind of a no-win situation in that regard.
When there is serious flooding, water erodes soil around the roots, making the tree's root plate unstable. Leaning trees are an imminent fall hazard and should be removed. Every state has regulations for tree maintenance. For example, branches can't be within a certain distance of power lines, and utility companies are required to cut them back.
Well, if they have to come every 2 or 3 years to cut that down, you're into a situation where eventually you're not going to be able to maintain it. Or if there is quite a bit of droppage of debris from the tree onto the patio or into the gutters, again, you have to really make that decision. But those are some of the things to consider. What is the maintenance and how much is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape?
Learn more about when you should cut down a tree at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden confirmed to have COVID, taking Paxlovid, symptoms said to be mild. Division among the Democratic Party, however, about his re-election. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
According to ABC News contributor and political reporter Rachel Bade, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Biden last week that she and other Democratic lawmakers worry he's dragging down the party. A Pelosi ally saying the speaker does not want to call on him to resign, but she will do everything in her power to make sure it happens.
At the Republican National Convention, vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance delivered his acceptance speech last night. Donald Trump will do the same this evening. His wife, Melania, and daughter, Ivanka, will be in the audience. Many questions about the lapses in security at Trump's Pennsylvania rally. Officials say the man who tried to assassinate him and did kill a Trump supporter was spotted 20 minutes before he took his first shots. Head of the Secret Service is agreed to testify Monday as she faces growing calls to resign. This is ABC News. A bit of controversy over one of the shows leading the Emmy nominations. ABC's Jason Nathanson has the story from Hollywood.
With the Emmy nominations Wednesday morning, The Bear set a record for most nominations ever for a comedy, 23. And among the shows it's up against for outstanding comedy is the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, with its 11th nod in that category. Curb showrunner Jeff Schaefer tells me it's kind of weird to be up against a show like The Bear.
I love The Bear. Bear's a great show. It's not a comedy. And I don't think they think it's a comedy. No one thinks it's a comedy. And there's a reason for that. It's not a comedy. It's a really good drama.
We'll see which show wins at the Emmys September 15th on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A rare orange lobster has a new home in Colorado. It had shown up in a shipment to a Red Lobster restaurant in Pueblo, and the manager there says as soon as they saw it, they knew it had to be donated. An orange shell shows up in only about one out of every 30 million lobsters. Its new home, Denver's Downtown Aquarium. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny, up to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northerly breeze here through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 by Saturday. Partly cloudy, warmer and more humid with a high near 80. It is barbecue season, and if you want to kick things up a notch, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde linked Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin with President Joe Biden in a Tuesday speech at the Republican National Convention. Hovde said America is struggling under Biden, adding that Baldwin voted with him 95.5% of the time. An inmate at the Adams County Jail died this week. The unidentified 38-year-old man was found unresponsive Monday and died at the scene despite life-saving measures. According to the jail, the 38-year-old had been transferred to Adams County from another facility earlier this month. And a sad day at Madison's Henry Vilas Zoo due to the death of Sparky the Seal at the age of 26. Sparky was a harbor seal born in captivity. Veterinarians say Sparky was suffering from heart disease and pneumonia. The seal exhibit will be closed temporarily in remembrance of Sparky. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Abisalo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One person is dead after a semi-truck versus SUV accident in Springbrook Township Wednesday. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a loaded log truck was traveling eastbound on 240th Avenue, and an SUV was traveling southbound on 710th Street. The SUV did not stop for the stop sign at the intersection of 240th Avenue and was struck by the semi. The 77-year-old driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene by the Dunn County Medical Examiner's Office. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The city of Mondovi has been notified of a mailing that has been mailed out to Mondovi residents stating it was from the Mondovi City Council and asking for donations to the police association. This is not affiliated with the Mondovi Police Department. The city is advising people to be cautious when sending donations in the mail. If you suspect a scam, please notify the police department or bring the mailing to City Hall. A man from Eau Claire was found guilty of wire fraud in federal court. Robert Carter was accused of stealing more than $510,000 in a fraud scheme that lasted years. The U.S. Department of Justice in the Western District of Wisconsin says Carter provided false documents and gave false information to companies that lease and sell semi-trucks in order to obtain property. He later used that property for his own business, Carter Transportation Group. Carter faces 20 years in prison each for two charges. His sentencing is scheduled for October. A former Northwestern Wisconsin police officer is headed to prison for a deadly drunk driving crash in Eau Claire. A judge on Wednesday sentenced Gregory Swanson to 5 years in prison and another 5 years of parole for the deadly wreck back in July of 2022. Investigators say Swanson smashed into the back of an Eau Claire man's car after he broke down along the side of the road in Superior. The man died immediately. His infant son died a few days later. Swanson pleaded guilty in the case back in April. Wisconsin's governor is joining the lawsuit that seeks to declare a right to abortion in the state. Governor Evers yesterday said he and the state's attorney general are supporting the case from Planned Parenthood that asks the Wisconsin Supreme Court to find a right to abortion in the state's constitution. Evers said he promised voters he would fight to restore the Roe decision and says he's making good on that promise. The governor is already supporting the lawsuit from Planned Parenthood to strike down Wisconsin's 1849 law that all but bans abortions in the state. The state Supreme Court is also hearing that case, although arguments have yet been scheduled. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This one shouldn't surprise anyone. Most people in Wisconsin want to keep their gas-powered cars. The state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, is out with a new poll that says 59% of people in the state opposed a gas-powered car ban. The poll says 22% of people support the idea, and another 19% aren't sure. No one was introduced a plan to stop gas-powered engines in Wisconsin yet. But Republicans at the Wisconsin Capitol are worried enough that it may happen. They've already tried to pass a ban on gas-powered car bans. That idea, however, hasn't made it past Governor Evers' desk. Wisconsin is among the states with the least financial distress. A new WalletHub report looked at credit scores, the number of deferred payments and bankruptcy filings between March of 2023 and March of 2024. Wisconsin was ranked the fifth least financially distressed state and was also in the top five states with the highest change in the average credit score. New Hampshire and Iowa were at first and second for least distress, while Michigan, Texas, and Nevada were the three most financially distressed states. An American soldier who jumped the border into North Korea is reportedly in plea negotiations with the Army. Travis King, who's from Racine, ran into North Korea last July. He was due to be sent back to the States to be disciplined for a fight in South Korea. King spent almost 3 months in North Korea. He was due in a military court in Texas for a preliminary hearing this week, but military prosecutors say that's been delayed because of plea talks. King's facing several charges, including desertion. A federal appeals court is ruling that Minnesota's ban on 18 to 20-year-olds carrying handguns publicly is unconstitutional. The Eighth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals made the decision this week. The ruling takes place 3 years after three gun rights groups and three young adults sued Minnesota's public safety commissioner and the sheriff of Douglas, Mille Lacs, and Washington counties. Adults younger than 21 in the state will soon be able to apply for permits to carry handguns in public. An investigation is underway after the driver of an Xcel Energy truck slammed into a Minneapolis business. It happened yesterday at Supply Studio, an art store on East Hennepin Avenue. The driver wasn't seriously hurt, and no one inside the building was injured. It's unclear what caused the driver to lose control of the vehicle and crash into the building. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are
are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anibus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Green Bay may be small, but the Packers aren't poor. The Packers this week said they turned a $60 million profit for last year. While that's not a small amount of money, CEO Mark Murphy says net profits were down about 12%. Almost all of that drop, however, can be blamed on higher player salaries and the depreciation costs at Lambeau Field. The Packers received $402 million from the NFL's revenue sharing agreement and another $251 million from local revenue. Murphy says the team remains in a strong financial position. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
The Minnesota Lynx took over the fourth quarter of their 86-79 win over the Atlanta Dream at the Target Center. The Lynx trailed by four heading into the final frame before going on a 30-19 run to end the game. Kayla McBride poured in 30 in the victory. Minnesota is tied for third place in the WNBA at 17-8. The Lynx don't have another game until after the All-Star and Olympic breaks on August 15th. The Minnesota Twins will spend the next few days relaxing as they prepare for the second half of the 2024 season. The Twins are in second place in the AL Central with a 54-42 record at the All-Star break. They're just 4.5 games behind first place Cleveland and are currently holding the second AL wildcard spot. Minnesota will return to action at home against Milwaukee on Saturday. Anthony Edwards continued to shine for Team USA during a 105-79 win over Serbia in an exhibition game yesterday. Edwards scored 16 points in just 16 minutes off the bench and added three steals, an assist, and a rebound. Edwards and Team USA will take on South Sudan Saturday. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Timberwolves wrap up summer league play when they take on the Houston Rockets at Thomas and Mack Center tonight. The Wolves lost to the 76ers on Tuesday. They're 2-1 in summer league action. Tonight's game starts at 10 o'clock.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
football is almost here. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Post-baseball All-Star Game means a number of different things here in Wisconsin. It means, hopefully, as is the case this year, a pennant race involving the Brewers. But it also means that football season is staring us in the face. The Packers are up first. They open up their season Monday with training camp practice number one, although the rookies are reporting yesterday and today for physicals. One of the biggest camp battles will be with first-round draft pick Jordan Morgan. Will he play tackle? Will he play guard? And on what side? He's a natural left tackle, but there is some positional versatility.
Certainly, he's got a long way to go in terms of just mentally. I think physically, he has all the tools that you look for, and we're going to keep pushing him. And that's what he's got to understand that. And for rookies, it's just everybody has a different learning curve in terms of how fast they can acclimate themselves to how we play at this level. But I think he's approaching it the right way, and we're going to continue to push him.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur, Green Bay's first preseason game is August 10th at Cleveland. Likewise, the Badgers football team is gearing up for year number two under Luke Fickell. Gone from the offensive backfield is running back Braylon Allen, now playing for the New York Jets. But Ches Malusi is still there.
I had a couple of choices. You know, obviously going to the next level was my main goal, my main focus. But, you know, I had an opportunity, but I thought, especially people telling me some certain things that I needed to hear, I'd be selling myself a little short if I decided to leave after getting injured. And I had an opportunity to come back. I got hurt in the fourth game, so that allowed me to have a red shirt. And coming back allows me to have that healthy season in a big year that I think I know I deserve and people know I deserve.
The Badgers open up camp on July 29th in Platteville. Their first game is August 30th at home against Western Michigan. To basketball, it's been revealed that Buck star Chris Middleton had surgery on both ankles this offseason. Both were minor arthroscopic procedures. Middleton is said to be recovering nicely and should be ready for training camp in October. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's majestic golden eagles and other less majestic birds taunting you through the baseball-sized hole in your new windows. It's soaring guitar solos performed through faulty wiring in your garage, which subsequently erupts into flames. It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs, upper 70s. Northwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 80. And looking ahead for Saturday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of an afternoon shower or storm. Highs, low 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Do have some areas of fog at Plum City 58, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City 57. Ogalle and Pepin 56, Mondovi 53. Here at WRDN, we still have some of that fog. Sunshine, too, though, with 57 and Dierks Bentley. And lots of leaving left to do. It's 722.
These old boots still got a lot of ground they ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. And as long as there's a song left in this old guitar, this life I'm bound to live for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me. You know what's good for you. 'Cause I still got a lot of leaving left to do. Guess the Lord made me hard to handle. So loving me shot gamble.
won't lie. I could love you like the devil if you wanted me to tonight. And we could talk about forever for a day or two. But I still got
with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walk down that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks?
between a rock and a hard place. For the record, yeah, throwing in the towel takes some effort, so I'd rather ride it out for better. Between a rock and a hard place, tears rolling down your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Much more of this can we take?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Bailey Zimmerman, Rockin' a Hard Place, 7:31. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Thursday. And next hour we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM as well. During the 9 o'clock hour at about 9:10, we'll be talking with the new Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent, Mr. Ryan Nelson. We'll talk with Mr. Nelson here coming up again at about 9:10 this morning. Oh, I think they had like half the town was at Memorial Park last night. Wow, there are a lot of people at the Chris Cruzy concert. Just saying. But great show. Great show as always. And it was kind of cool to take a look at all the big trucks as well on Madison Street. And Durand Improvement Group now getting ready for the Taste of Durand. That coming up in August. And, of course, White Sidewalls will be performing for that. Also, thanks to, Kennedy over at Comrose. If you saw our video on our Facebook page. Yeah, with all of the stuff going on, and it's been so wet, so much rain. The tower field, the weeds got unruly, just a little bit. There were big giant thistles, this, that, and the other thing, and there was no way that I was going to be able to actually mow the field with what I normally use, a walk behind. Brush hog. There's just no way. It would have taken forever. Two, it would never would have happened. So I talked with Kennedy over at Comrose. They do actually all of the bobcats. Not all of them, but they do rent bobcats. And they had one with a big giant cutter on the front. I've never before yesterday ever ran a bobcat. I admit that. It's just those are things that I'm a klutz. My father told me early on in life, son, there are some things people can do, and then there's people like you. You hire someone. I couldn't do that either. It just wasn't going to happen. So I had to get behind the wheel. Well, not the wheel, the joystick of a bobcat. It's like, what? No steering wheel? Seriously? I'm an old guy. What do you mean I got to use an Atari game joystick here? But Kennedy over at Comrose, she's like, oh, this is easy. Nothing. And she was right. Wow. I'll tell you what. It took like a third of the time to mow that whole field, and it just went through everything.
best part about it is, of course, the tower's still standing. Didn't knock that down. I'm still, all limbs are intact. Everything's okay. And, you know, yeah. So if you have like a project like that where you just need to rent something, if you've never run a Bobcat, but you need something like that just for a day, you can talk to Kennedy over at Comrose. She showed me. If I can do it, anybody can. I'm just telling you right now, because anybody who knows me really well, just walking down the street is a challenge for me. My shadow likes to trip me all the time.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
It's Christmas in July with the Dunn County Fair, July 24th through the 28th at the fairgrounds in Menominee. Enjoy all the fair food, fair rides, and of course the farm animals. Plus, hear the roar of the engines with races at the Red Cedar Raceway in the grandstands at 7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday. Then it's the NTPA Regional National Truck and Tractor Pull Saturday nights at 7. It's the Dunn County Fair, July 24th through the 28th at the fairgrounds in Menominee.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Forecast for today, beautiful day. Sunshine, highs upper 70s, northwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 80. And for Saturday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, highs low 80s. Currently across the region, still have a little bit of fog in the region. Plum City 58, Wabasha, Nelson, Lake City 57, Ogalle and Pepin 56, Mondovi 53. Here at WRDN, a little bit of fog yet, 58. With Rodney Atkins and Take a Back Road. It's 7:37.
Sitting in six lane backed up traffic, horns are honking, I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country, who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor, man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind and twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country, who knows.
get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down. Some old back road.
Why does the color of my coffee match your eyes? Why do I see you when this stranger passes by? I swear I hear you in the whisper of the wind. I feel you when the sun is dancing on my skin. And when it's raining, you won't find me complaining. Sugar sure reminds me of your kiss. I like the way that they both linger on my lips. Kisses remind me of that field of butterflies. It must be the way my heart is fluttering inside. Beautiful distraction. You make every thought a chain reaction. When I think about rain, I think about singing. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven, then I think about angels. When I think about angels, I think about you. Anywhere I go, anything I do, everything around me, baby, makes me think of you. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven, then I think about angels. When I think about angels, I think about you. When I think about rain, I think about singing. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven,
country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Back this hitch up into the water. Untie all the cables and rope. Step onto the AstroTurf. Get yourself a koozie. Let's go.
ATM. Floating is all I wanna do. You can climb the ladder, just don't rock the boat while I bothered you. On the pontoon, making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping off the back, don't act like you don't want to. Party in slow motion, out here in the open. Your hand down into the cooler. Don't drink it if the mountains are blue. Try to keep it steady as you recline on your black inner tube. Pontoon, making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping on the back. So let's take a ride on the pontoon, making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping off the back, don't act like you don't want to. Party in slow motion, I'm out here in the open. Motorboat.
I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Luke Bryan, love you, miss you, mean it. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Spring Valley Stagehands Community Theater presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast. That will be tonight through July 20th with shows at 7 o'clock at the theater in Spring Valley. There'll also be a matinee on the 21st, starting at 2 o'clock. NASA's planning for some changes after the International Space Station comes down. Eventually, what goes up must come down. NASA's contracting with SpaceX to develop a deorbit vehicle that will bring down the International Space Station down gently into the ocean. When the lifespan ends in 2030, the vehicle will execute the last of week of deorbit burns. As the ISS goes down, NASA plans to transition to using private companies to operate space stations. So it won't be like when the when Skylab came down. Remember that? That was a big deal. Everyone was all worried about, where's Skylab going to land? Hopefully not in my backyard.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy,
I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm writing you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, when I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Billy man, come on. 6 o'clock news, say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll set them down.
'Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll